The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, get out your reading glasses, your Cavassier, and all your shitty literature! Say what? As we welcome in studio, creator and performer of Say What? Sarah Bino! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes! Cavassier. Good pull.
Thank you. I brought mine with me.
I'm glad we had that warning off the top. Throwing a swear word into the intro this week.
I know, I get a little crazy after a full day with zombies.
It's all that dirty reading you've been doing all day. Welcome to the show. Settle down, everybody. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
They are kind.
They are. Every week they show up. So good to us. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show, everybody, this week. Woo! What a weekend.
What a weekend.
What a weekend it was. It was lots and lots of fun.
It was. I had a great
trying new
weekend.
Things, shooting zombie movies for the Rio Theater Zombie Film Competition. I went to the Biltmore on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. Holy cow. Were there a lot of hipsters?
It's Hipster Saturday?
Yes. It was very crazy.
Have a good night, boys.
Crimes and Treasons on their way out. It was, it's what a difference a day makes in a nightclub, that's for sure. It was a lot of fun, don't get me wrong. It was still a lot of fun to be at the Biltmore, and, it just was, quite the different night, that's all. How was your weekend?
My weekend, has been interesting. We, like you said there, we shot, the little zombie movie. So, that's been interesting, doing a lot of editing and just getting it all ready for Friday. I want to thank, just quickly off the top here, all of our volunteers who came out and helped us out, all our zombies, and it was really creepy. We got some great looks from the people around town, so I want to thank all of you. Without you, we couldn't have done it. Then I came out Sunday night to the Biltmore for Kitty Nights, and that was awesome. Great dance party.
Always a good time at Kitty Nights. There's a good article, I say good, not great, about Kitty Nights. In Beetroot Magazine. The reason I don't say it's great is just because...
I wasn't going to ask, but...
There's no mention of me, but that's okay.
No mention of the smoothness.
I don't need that. I don't need my pat my own back, you know?
Yeah,
it's fine. So it was a good article. It certainly covered the burlesque scene very well. The following page, right after Kitty Night, broke down a bunch of groups in the burlesque scene, such as Big John Bates. There was the Sweet Soul Girls. And so great article about burlesque in general. Just... disappointed in the Beetroot's research department not to at least throw my name in there once. That's all I need. I just need
one
mention.
Like you're keeping 300 people there on a Sunday. You know.
All I wanted was one mention.
Man,
I didn't even get that.
Yeah, next year maybe I'll work a bit harder. Right? Work harder, Smooth.
I'm gonna write a really bad poem about how I feel.
I can't wait. Are we gonna get to that later?
Maybe I'll write it during the breaks and I'll get back to it.
We'll see if we can.
Welcome to Cabba Radio this week. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's right over there.
Yo.
Sarah Bino will be joining us in just a little bit. If you'd like to call in tonight, 604-822-2487, 604 UBCCITR. Whoa.
Maybe we can get somebody to call in. If they're not too long, but maybe a quick reading from somebody. Maybe you have some bad literature.
Perhaps a little bit later. So maybe go and find it. Maybe something you had when you were a teenager. Because she does have her show Say What? coming up tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro, Maine and 29th. It's all about sort of bad or funny or crazy literature. You can't believe people wrote this kind of stuff. But before that, she had started Teen Angst Poetry, mm-hmm. which she took a lot of her poetry from when she was younger, turned it into sort of cathartic performance art, mm-hmm. and she also got other people to do it as well. So maybe you got some of that at home and you'd like to share with us. So go right now, you know, go rummage through your little drawer of poems, maybe grab something that you wrote when you were a bit younger, perhaps, and maybe we can get to you a little bit later. 604-822-2487. You can also email us at cabaradio@gmail.com, cabaradio@gmail.com. And we'll get to that. We also have a prize to give away tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Say what?
I didn't even tell you that, but we do. We have tickets to next Thursday's midnight show of Piranha at the Rio Theater. The Rio Theater just bought their very first 3D projector. So
I saw it. The thing's huge.
There's going to be Bikini Burlesque. It's going to be hosted by our good Fuddy Big Buddy.
Big oh, Fuddy.
Just screwed that one up. our good buddy, Paul Anthony, Paul Anthony's Talent Time, he's going to be hosting. There's going to be prizes, burlesque, and the very, very first 3D movie at the Rio. More great ones to come.
They got
to
get a whole new screen for that and everything. It's going to be neat.
It's gonna be wild, so that's gonna be a good one for that. Coming up around the corner, Sarah Bino. We'll be back with her and much more here on Cabaret Radio. But first, we're gonna get to some music. I love music.
I love it too.
Oh, Beetroot, you bastards.
Are they a music magazine?
Why didn't you mention me once?
Oh,
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Out on Screen and the 22nd annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions and parties. Be sure to check out CITR's sponsored screening of Riot Act, Flaunting Gender Deviance in Music Performance, on Tuesday, August 17th at 9:30 at Cinemark Tinseltown. Don't miss the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca or queerfilmfest.ca.
They're gonna eat me alive. keeps beating like a hammer.
Satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another.
That's right.
Your groove I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
Just lovely and delicious. Got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hope of a rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, can't think, quit it. Stomp on the street when I hear funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
What a delight it is.
On her FAQs on her website, sarahbino.com, it lists that song as her favorite song of all time.
We welcome
Sarah Bino to the studio.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming. Your show tomorrow night, Say What?
Say What?
Is at the Cottage Bistro. Now, it's you got to follow that up because it's a little, Say What?
Oh, yeah.
Readings of deliciously rotten writing.
Exactly.
Now, let's just get right into it.
All right. Into readings of deliciously
who
rotten
are you?
Writing. Who am I? I'm Sarah Bino. And
now,
who
do we
are
say
you?
It? Yeah, how do you say it? Is it Bino or Banu?
I say it Bino.
Bino.
It's not,
okay.
No, yeah, Binoe is a good one.
Binoe?
Once I got... Biore?
What?
Biore.
No, you're adding letters. It's very phonetic. Just sound it out. That's always what I say to people. How now, do you think it's pronounced?
I read on your also on your website that you were a Studio 58 graduate.
Hell yeah.
So let's go back a
Survivor.
Little further. Are you have you always been a a theater girl, or was that a later thing in life? Or you were one of those kids who always put on... You seem like maybe you always put on shows. You have those stories
How could you
of
tell?
In the basement and...
Well, here's the thing. When I was 10 years old, I remember my mom was friends with this woman who was supposedly a psychic. And she's like, let me see your palm. And she read my palm and she said, you're going to be an actor and a writer. And I went, yeah, it's exactly what I want to be. And that's why I'm here tonight, drinking Rock Creek.
Actually, it's Cavassier.
It's Cavassier for our deliciously rotten writings that we're going to get to. By the way, Cab Radio listeners, we did talk about it in the opening, but we're going to get to some also another one of Sarah's forays into the art world, Teen Angst Poetry. So if you want to dig in your drawer and pull out some sort of poetry. A little bit later in the show, we're going to maybe ask you to call. Maybe you want to do it on air. 604-822-2487, 604-UBCCITR. I have one from my past. Now, I was talking about this with someone today. Mine is actually, I didn't write when I was a teen.
Uh-huh.
But I wrote when I was like in my early 20s, but it was kind of like my early stages of teen writing, so it's kind of...
It kind of is, but it's also kind of more embarrassing, because that's unforgivable.
Yeah,
you should have known
You knew
better.
About life then.
No, I didn't. I was just a learning individual. I started a little bit later. I never wrote one, because I was too busy playing sports in high school and stuff. In high school, I was much more of the dude guy, you know?
You were causing people's teen angst, is what you're saying.
And later on, when I became a bit more worldly and artsy, then my sort of teen angsty stuff came out of me. So I've got a choice selection from my past.
I look forward to that.
I'm feeling a little out of place here. That's why I brought my guitar this evening.
E-Rock's going to strum maybe some...
Like we said, I was shooting the zombie movie, so unfortunately I didn't have time to really go through all of my terrible literature I have at home, but I had some old songs that I found out back in the green room that songs were good, too, and I had, like, three books full of, like, from when I was 12 years old, 13.
Can you pull one out from the recesses of your mind, perhaps?
Oh, you might have to give
remember?
Me a sec.
Well, you got a whole show here.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
At Teen Angst, it wasn't just poetry. I specialize in bad poetry, but people could read letters, songs, journal entries, short stories. Someone once read a treatment. They were working
on
plays have been performed, but I find poetry to be some of the most funniest because it rhymes and it's just really bad.
When you get these people up there, do they have a certain time limit that you want to keep these readings?
You should, because sometimes they want to go on forever.
Hour and a half later.
And you're like, I'm flashing the light at you. Get off. No, you're making everyone uncomfortable.
This is
So do you kind of leave it to almost to that uncomfortable stage if it goes and then you flash the light?
I mean, I never really did. Most people, 5
they're
minutes.
They're pretty good about it. Yeah.
5 minutes, I think, for anybody. Any show is kind of standard.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I'll make a 10-minute one.
A 10-minute song from your past?
Yeah.
November Rain,
So you were the child who was throwing things in your basement. You know, little...
Tantrums?
You're doing little plays and all that sort of stuff. So you're always sort of a little bit dramatic, the whole theater kid.
Yeah,
and then what made you want to go into Studio 58 just because its reputation? Why did you want to punish yourself that way
if
you were already so dramatic?
Actually, truth be told, I did not one but two theater schools.
Oh,
that's right.
Hardcore.
When I graduated high school I grew up in Calgary, I wasn't allowed to leave the city. My dad was like, I'm not going to pay for you to go to school elsewhere. And I was like, I want to go to UBC because I want to move to Vancouver. And that was no. So at that point, I was interested in being a writer. I was in art honors, so I was either going to be an artist or an actor. And it turned out that theater school the results came back before my portfolio was ever due at art school or any of the other applications were due. So I went, yay, theater, that's what I want to do. So I did a 2-year program at Mount Royal College and then took a year off and auditioned for studio and moved out to Vancouver.
Did the whole studio program? You went all the way through
it? I went all the way through.
Now, were you one of those type of artists? Did you embrace? Because there's a lot of stories that come out of there that they're quite harsh on their students. Were you one of the huggy theater students that cried every day, or did you embrace their sort of? Or did you embrace
crying
their sort
is part of my process? You have to cry in order to release the anger and self-hatred that you feel. And your tongue root, your tight Alberta tongue root. You have to cry to get rid of that.
Okay.
No, Studio 58, okay, it has this reputation of a break you down and build you up.
Barbara Walters.
Yeah, that's what she said, right? Mm. Truth be told.
Oh, you guys are talking about Barbara Walters. Where did that come from?
That's what she does to everyone she interviews. She makes
okay. She makes everyone. Okay. I thought she said something about Studio 58.
It's an inside joke, Teddy. Okay. Can you just host right. the show, please? Yeah.
Sure.
Can we focus back on me right now?
Sarah Bynum.
So Studio 58, what I found, it actually, it means people that don't want to be directed, that don't want to change, you know, necessarily. Yeah, sometimes it's like, don't be such a jerk. And then they're like, I was a jerk and I got kicked out. Because you were a jerk and you refused to take direction.
They refused to be a mold. They didn't allow themselves to be molded and shaped.
What I found, my journey at Studio was I learned to embrace my quirks and become true to who I am and what interests me in my characters.
So you must know the teacher, Wendy
Gorling. Oh my goodness.
She's my neighbor.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Does she invite you over for tea?
Never. No. She comes over quite often and complains about...
At 11:02.
At 11:02 that the music's playing.
She
on Canada Day.
She doesn't like the 11 o'clock...
She is very specific.
She is,
Let's say that. She's lovely.
Quirky lady.
Now, you moved on from theater school.
Oh, my goodness. We're doing my whole bio.
You you moved on from theater school, and let's jump right back into teen angst poetry.
Teen angst poetry actually started when I was 20 in Calgary.
Oh, wow.
Because I had a break between plays, and I was like, I need to be on stage. And I had actually was on the phone with a friend, and I was like 19 and a half. And I was cleaning up my room, and I came across a binder full of bad poetry my high school boyfriend wrote me. And I went, get a load of this! Awful poetry, awful poetry. Wait a second. I'm evil. Why don't I share some of the stuff that I wrote? And I wrote a lot of my teen angst poetry when I was like 10 to 13. So I had obviously the distance then to look back on it. And I realized that was very funny. And mm-hmm. she shared her bad poetry. And an idea was born.
That's awesome. At that age, too, 10 and 11, 12, writing poetry. It must have been gold.
Yeah, because I thought that I had the soul of a poet, but I had no life experience. So they're pointless.
It's like Justin Bieber, isn't it?
I once thought I couldn't be an actor unless I had fallen in love.
Mm. Oh. So you can finally become an actor now?
I didn't have the resource of that well of deep emotion.
Did you force yourself to fall in love then, or?
I don't think so. Maybe I did. I don't know. I fell in love, but, you know, I didn't force it. I didn't force it, no.
And what age was this?
Don't bring that up.
I'm still trying to force it. Let it out.
When was this? It was probably when I was, like, 22.
That's when you thought you couldn't be an actor because you hadn't been... Oh, Teddy! Yeah. Write a poem.
I told you. My teen angst came in my early 20s.
Wow.
Yeah, so, that was my... Anyways, it's awkward now.
Better later than
so
never.
When did teen angst become the, what it became? Like, that was the idea. When did you decide that you wanted to bring it sort of more to the masses and create what it is? Because you've written a book now. Yay. You had a weekly... It was a weekly
write a book.
Thing.
I compiled a book. It was never with... Okay, so teen angst started off, it was a... My brother and I decided to do a project together because he was learning how to do computer websites. Mm-hmm. And so we created this crazy database before things like Blogger or WordPress existed, because dear Lord, do I wish that had happened. Otherwise, I'd have like thousands of poems, but we lost it in a server crash of 2005. Or Linux box at home.
Bad year for server
whatever.
Crashes.
Computer mm-hmm. stuff 1101 that I don't understand. So in 2000, we created this website, and the first teen angst reading was a celebration of the website launch. So, and then I just had people from all over the world contribute. They would email me, and they would submit different poems, and I'd put them in categories like, I'm alone, no one understands my pain, mm-hmm. life sucks and I want to die, mm-hmm. I will never love again, etc. And then I actually was approached by a publisher. Because I spent a lot of time spamming everyone and, like, websites. I did a lot of hustle to get the website out there. My brother said we made it when it was on Metafilter. You're not a geek. You're not a geek, then. Metafilter is a huge...
If we could get somebody to call in and let us know this mumbo-jumbo talk...
It's a big deal for the internet back in 2003. Blah, blah, blah. And then someone said, your website's really funny. Have you ever thought about a book? And I had. So that was easy.
Yes, I did.
Now people do blogs to books in 3 months.
Yeah.
Like regretsy.
Regretsy.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I don't know.
Look at this effing hipster. That was a blog and then became a book in like 6 months.
Things isn't things that white people do, wasn't that
Yeah, things white people
like. Yeah, that was that jumped.
And the can we swear on this?
Sure.
Shit my dad says. That was a Twitter feed. Now it's going to be a TV show.
What?
Say what?
Oh, is that the one that's being hosted by William Shatner?
He's playing the dad.
Oh, is he? Okay. In case you're just tuning in, we're listening to Cabin Radio with Teddy Smooth here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there. We have our guest, Sarah Bino. You can check out her website, sarahbino.com. She has her teen angst poetry, as well as her newest foray into the world of writing and reading and performance art. It is Say What? Which is tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro. Doors are at 8 o'clock. But for now, before we get back into the writing, we're going to get to some music, including a band that Sarah's a part of called Dance Syndrome. There's nothing I can do to explain it, so let's just get into it.
You can't prepare yourselves for this.
We'll be back with some readings. If you'd like to call in with your poem, get ready to right after this break, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. But for now, it's Sarah Bino with her group Dance Syndrome. Back here live in studio. That was a back-to-back selection of Dance Syndrome. With the first song you heard there was Bo Be Ba Be Bo. And then after that, we just heard the Red, Blue, Green. That is Dance Syndrome, a pet project of our guest Sarah Bino. Tell us how that came about.
Okay. Please. So I was dating this guy back in 2007, Jason, and I was trying to get him to teach me how to understand GarageBand, and we made the track. So the first song you heard, the music, and he went, "You know what the song needs? Those annoying beeping sounds you make." Because when I'm happy or being silly, I'm like, beep bop boop boop, beep bop boop, beep bop boop. And so he took my beep boops and remixed them and made what I think is the funniest thing I've ever done. And then the second song actually is it's co-production with my friend's boyfriend, who was like, "This song needs your beep boops on top of it." So I am available for hire if you need beep boops.
Need beep boops.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. We all need a good beep boop once in a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so excited that I got radio play.
Yes.
I mean,
so why wouldn't we? It?
Yeah, it's on Radio 3. They never play it. You know, I made a page. They just don't take me seriously.
I just can't imagine why. Back with some readings right after we pay some bills.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
The fan isn't getting on my mic. It's good.
Back here live in studio. We are here on Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's right over there.
No, the fan, it's not getting on your mic. You're good.
And our guest tonight is Sarah Bino.
Thanks.
She has her show Say What tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro, which is at Main and 29th. I haven't been to the Cottage Bistro. How's it? A good location? A good little, is it a little spot, big spot?
We've packed, you can probably fit in 130 packed. We get 100 people, so get there early.
Yeah. Doors open at 8 o'clock?
No, show starts at 8.
Oh.
I'm running it like theater. It's a weekday. Really? I respect you people that have 9-to-5 jobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm trying to run the show from 8 till 10.
Doors are then 7:30?
Yeah, doors are, get there as soon as you can. Get there. I mean, I show up at about 6:45, and there were already 20 people there last time I was there.
Now, let's get into some of this, and then maybe we'll talk about what made you want to even start this project.
All
so
right.
why don't you give us a selection of some Say What?
Well, this is actually what made me want to start this project. I was in a hostel in Bath in England, because last year I was doing a master's degree. That's right. So I'm not just all bad writing. Anyways, we're staying in a hostel, and I found this book on a couch, and it was like midnight, nobody wants this book. All right, I'm going to pick it up and read it. And it entertained us all weekend. And so this is called, it's a Harlequin Mills and Boone, which is a romance novel series in the UK, and it's called Dark Avenger. It's by Alex Rider.
Would you like some light strumming?
Yeah.
E-Rock?
Will that ruin the mood?
I don't know.
Add to? Maybe we'll do one without.
Okay.
We'll start without.
Well,
so she's in her element. She can, she knows.
Okay.
And then I'll get a feel
for
it.
Well, I'll read you the back cover, which sets the tone, and you can find what music will
suit
it.
If you're at home, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Sit on your
Carrie Stevens was trapped. Her brother had run off with Nikos's sister and had got her pregnant. Now, Nikos wanted his revenge. His aim was to make her pregnant, just like his sister. And there was absolutely nothing Carrie could do.
Whoa. Bum, bum, bum.
Mm-hmm. So, this is one of the sexy scenes.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to cut kind of halfway through, so she has just clawed her fingers down his back, which apparently has some abrasions on it. And what does he do? He, like, recoils from her. And she says, "Please, Nikos," she begged. "It was an accident. I didn't mean. It was an accident. I forgot." Her voice trailed off as he suddenly kneeled astride her and pressed his finger to her lips. "I know you didn't mean to," he assured her gently. "Let's just say you were carried away by your passion. Your punishment is to lie perfectly still for the next 5 minutes. Are you capable of doing it, my little tigress with claws?" She gazed up into his fathomless eyes, searching the hidden depths for some hint of his intentions, then nodded in dumb acquiescence. "Good." He laid his hand on her waist and slid them under her t-shirt. "So much beauty shouldn't be hidden from view, Carrie." She could feel him raising her t-shirt and gently easing it over her upthrust breasts. At his soft command, she obediently raised her arms, and a moment later, the garment was off and cast aside. With no prompting, she arched her back and allowed him to unfasten her bra, which was then also cast aside, and she lay naked from the waist up. Obviously. Shamelessly basking in his gaze of wonder and admiration, a feeble voice from her conscience condemned her outrageous conduct, but stronger emotions shouted it down and told it to mind its own business. Almost irreverently, he laid a hand on each of her breasts, feeling the firmness in the already gorged nipples dark brown against her creamy skin. "Aphrodite," he murmured. "Truly the body of a goddess." End scene.
Wow.
Yeah, Aphrodite. We repeated that all weekend. If we liked something, we were just like, "Aphrodite, that's a good sandwich."
That was, I was a little...
Do you have a...
It's steamy, but I'm really awkward flushed at the same time.
I'm a little flushed.
Now, you got no pants on, Teddy, and it looks as though there's something popping up. I'm not sure what's going on here, but...
It's a bit awkward in here. Now, I thought I would bring along some reading of my own. I'm going to actually be part of the show, in case you don't know that, the Cab Radio listener. I'm going to be reading from the 1936 book, The Art of Kissing. It's a sort of a pamphlet and instructional book on how to properly kiss and how to approach girls and stuff like that. That'll be tomorrow night. Tonight, I'm actually going to be doing a reading from Educating Eleanor, X-rated fiction for women.
Ooh,
I'll read the back to set the scene. Sorry. The newly separated wife of a disgraced Tory MP. I later read in this book that he's disgraced because she walks in on her husband, the MP, boning another guy in the office.
Scandal.
Eleanor Dawes has come out of her marriage emotionally and financially battered. A writer, she is horrified when her agent suggests she work on a book with popular sexologist Marcus Grant. Reluctantly, she accepts the job and finds herself in a strange world where the search for sensual awareness is paramount. And could it simply be research, or does Marcus have his own more personal agenda for educating Eleanor?
I don't know. Tell me.
So this is after he educates her by bringing her into the world of sex. He hires her an escort. He takes her to a live sex club where she sees two guys doing it to force her to face her fears about her husband.
Yeah, that's how we all do it, right?
We go to live sex clubs and watch men do each other.
Yeah.
So this is right after she got really angry at Marcus for... taking her to the sex club, but she's been embracing her sexuality. "Marcus," she murmured, her lips moving against her mouth. "Please." She wasn't sure what she was pleading for. She only knew that she wanted him, suddenly with a ferocity which took them both by surprise. He did not resist her as she fumbled for the belt of his trousers and pulled the end through the guide. She could feel his erection growing in response to her sudden, unexpected assault, and she worked feverishly at the fastening to his trousers. Meanwhile, Marcus' hands were everywhere, at her waist, her breast, the curve of her bottom, as he searched for a way into the tight-fitting rubber suit.
She had a rubber suit on from you know.
You don't need to explain.
You don't need to explain.
I got it in my head.
Eleanor freed his penis, then reached down between her legs to unsnap the press studs at her crotch. She was underneath it. The heat of her sex was shocking as she caressed herself briefly. Taking Marcus's hand, she covered his fingers with her own and pressed them into her hot, wet well of sex. Fuck me, Marcus, she murmured in a voice she didn't recognize as her own. Eleanor, now, Marcus, come inside me.
Yes, well done.
That is from Educating Eleanor. Theater.
Now, I have a quick question. You have both read...
it's not all
romance,
smut.
Right?
Yeah.
It's people choose lots of different styles. Would you say that these styles are kind of the more popular just because they are a little more risque?
No, I think probably, well...
I saw a bunch on your website. It was a lot of
celebrity
books.
Yeah.
Okay. Like Paul Anthony read from... Heidi Montag's book about how to be famous. Yeah,
her and Spencer Pratt wrote How to Be Famous. Mm. We also had Morgan Brayton reading from Jennifer Love Hewitt's The Day I Shot Cupid. Hi, my name is Jennifer Love, and I'm a loveaholic. And
Sarah Palin about how she met her husband Todd. That was a funny story.
That was very good. What other ones were? Jeff Gladstone actually found a trash paperback novel called Pagan. She Lived and Loved Like One, which is a little bit smut and it's a little bit crass violence.
Now, what are you? Know ahead of time what some of the people. What are some of the books we're maybe going to do tomorrow?
Well, if anyone was at the last one, Ian Boothby's wife Pia, who is a very well-known comic book writer, she is going to be reading from. It's a self-published book, and Ian read a hilarious book last time, and so these are books that had no editors, especially for grammar and spelling mistakes, so they read it true to the page. Someone will be reading from the Twilight series Breaking Dawn.
Oh, that's nice. Funny, because that was the book I was going to grab to bring here and read from.
Was it specifically Breaking Dawn? Because I hear that it just gets crazy.
It was...
What else is going to be read?
I'm going to be reading, like I said, The Art of Kissing from 1936.
Mm. Yeah.
Quite shocking, some of the advice.
Are you going to pull out any of your poems?
No, it's not the appropriate night.
Oh, I see.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's the teen angst.
That's
right.
The teen angst, yes.
My apologies.
I will, however, a little bit later. So, again, we are going to be doing some teen angst poetry just after upcoming events. So... ruffle through those drawers and grab a poem. 604-822-2487. Yeah, I have some tickets to give away for the Rio Theater, which we're also going to give away during upcoming events for the brand new premiere of the 3D projector at the Rio Theater. It's going to be Piranha in 3D, a new summer horror piranha movie. It does look cheesily good. It looks very good.
Like snakes in a plane good.
Yeah.
Now this is the, what is this, the third Say What that you've done?
It's Say What. No tea.
Say what. I thought I heard a tea in there.
Lose that articulation. Yes, it's the third edition.
Third, and how has the reaction from everybody been?
Overwhelming. Oh my goodness. The first one was... packed. The second one was just as packed. I'm worried. I mean, are there venues bigger that I can use in the city? I mean, there's a serious lack of venues. And
let's get one going at the Orpheum.
That would be fantastic. I mean, part of what's really nice about this night is that
it
does read like a poetry, you know, like an intimate reading.
Right.
But and getting fabulous, you know, charismatic, funny performers up on stage.
That's cool.
So you want it to be a good cabaret space. Basically.
You're listening to Sarah Bino, myself, Teddy Smooth, and E-Rock over there. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, Tuesday nights at 11. Sarah's show, Say What, is tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro, Main and 29th. Show is at 8 o'clock, so get there before then, because as she just said, it does get quite packed. And if you've enjoyed some of that reading, that's just a taste. There's, 8 performers tomorrow night?
Yes, there are.
8 different delicious bad examples of writing. Shocking examples of writing. Torrid examples of writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be good tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro, Maine, and 29th. We're going to take a short break. We're going to get to some upcoming events. We're going to pay some bills here at CITR. And a little bit later, we're going to be reading some teen angst poetry. So again, if you want to be involved, pull out your poetry and write down this number. Or you can email us, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Or at email, which will be cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. Back with more after this.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Gifts your friends got. I'm just joking. What we got are is great. burrito.
Inappropriate, though. What's your...
What is it? I
can't
know.
Wait till you see it.
I want to know now.
Sounds like it's here.
Dead
Let's go check it out, shall we?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
So excited.
What is it?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right. Well, we're going to start off Upcoming Events this week with what we've been talking about pretty much all show. Say what? Readings of Deliciously Rotten Writing put on by Sarah Bino at the Cottage Bistro, Maine, and 29th. Ever read a poorly written novel and thought to yourself, who publishes this crap? Well, you can come down to the Cottage Bistro and see what it's all about. Vancouver's most engaging performers, including me, Teddy Smooth, will be putting their comedic spin on some of the most cringeworthy, embarrassing, and painfully earnest writing in print. That is, say what? Jeez. Readings of Deliciously Rotten Writing. Cottage Bistro, Maine, and 29th. Tomorrow night. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It's a tight ship, people. Tight ship. Moving over to Friday at 11:30 p.m., the midnight show. That's when doors open. It's at the Rio Theater. It's Friday the 13th, and the Hills Have Eyes. Yes, on Friday the 13th, it will actually be Friday the 13th. That is Psycho, not Friday the 13th, but good try.
Yeah, Sarah, why would you do that?
That's going to be at the Rio Theater, Commercial and Broadway. Again, that's Friday the 13th. And they're going to be showing Friday the 13th, the 1980s version. And E-Rock here will be hosting. Any sort of hint on what you're going to be doing for hosting?
Well, I think we're going to...
And that's... Thank you. That's it. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Real fair. I think we're going to pull out the guitar, do a little campfire sing-alongs, and who knows? Somebody in a mask might be hanging around the corner.
Awesome.
That's all I'm telling you.
Okay. That is Friday the 13th midnight show hosted by E-Rock this Friday at midnight at the Rio Theater, Commercial and Broadway. Moving over to Saturday night, it is a variety show at the Rickshaw. The Rickshaw Variety Show hosted by Al Pocalypse, featuring Gorlesque Girl Brittany Slaughterhouse, Burlesque Girl Lydia DiCarlo, country band Shirley Gnome and the Gnomes, punk rock band Dirty and the Derelicts, Bloody Betty, certain numbers from the hit Burlesque Sex at the Circus, and Evil Bastard Karaoke. That's going to be the Rickshaw Variety Show hosted by Al Pocalypse this Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Moving over to Sunday, and every Sunday night, it is Kitty Nights. This week, it is the Kitty Nights Red Hot Summer Show, featuring the talents of Lola Frost, Via Rose, Shamelessly, Burgundy Bricks, Go-Go, and more by Delilah Dare, Red Hot Hosting Fun by The Professor, and Sizzling Tunes by DJ Teddy Smooth. Also, a Boylesque guest appearance by E-Rock. Wow, E-Rock, you're making two of the upcoming events this week.
Busy week.
I know.
Wow.
That is smoking.
And I thought it was DJ T. Eddie Smooth.
Yeah, that's what it says on the poster. It's funny. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday at the Biltmore. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Show is at 9 p.m. That's the Biltmore Cabaret, 395 Love Kingsway.
That,
you like that?
PM.
Kitty Nights Red Hot Summer Show this Sunday at the Biltmore. Hey, we got some tickets to give away. Would you like to win tickets to next Thursday's 3D presentation of Piranha?
You bet I would!
Yeah.
That's going to be the very first time the Rio Theater has 3D. That was really good. You didn't even plan that. You guys are awesome. So if you'd like to win, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and you can have yourself two tickets to next Thursday's midnight show of Piranha in 3D.
There was an actual kind of off, well, not off topic, Piranha. There was a song by a heavy metal band called Exodus. You should really look it up because it was really humorous. It's like,
Piranha!
Was the chorus of it. Anyway, you look it up. Exodus, Piranha.
Good story.
Thank you.
Back with Sarah Bino, Teen Angst Poetry, and a hell of a lot more right after this.
Too much. You look Polish.
Got a wicked sense of humor. I feel dizzy. And I want your touch. Let's get tipsy and start a rumor. Feel restless here. I can't sit still. Everybody at this party's got their fingers in the till. I bet their parents are ridiculously loaded. Let's get moving before I'm loaded. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things. You and I hope you like my band. I like your boyfriend too. Do you think he'd understand? I can't remember how we ended up out here, but all good things have got to start somewhere. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable. Switcheroo, switch him up with me, leave him in the ditch, and you can hitch a ride for free. The dancers need a dance floor, the swingers got a swing, fashionable people doing questionable things, looking just like magazines. Fashionable, fashionable, fashionable. That's what I'm talking about.
Joel Plaskett Emergency with their song Fashionable People off their album Ashtray Rock here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smith, CITR 101.9 FM. Whew. Coming up in Cab Radio After Dark, we have La India Canela, Merengue Tipco from the Dominica Republic. A bunch of groovy tunes. That's going to be Cab Radio After Dark, which comes up right after Cab Radio. We like to put on a CD we find here in the library, and it plays throughout the night until people get here in the morning. So good times with that. If you would like to hear, I was going to say see, but you can't really see our show. If you'd like to hear our show, any of the episodes. Maybe. Yeah, in the future, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Big dreams. I have big dreams.
I mean, there's some crazy things that go on.
Big dreams.
These people don't see.
If you'd like to hear any of our past shows, including hearing this one again, you can check out our podcast at citr.ca under shows, under the letter C. We're right there. We have all our shows, including this one, which is, I believe, number 65. We also have our shows on iTunes. In the iTunes store, just search citr-cab radio. Now, the time has come for you to pull out your poetry at home. Follow along. Maybe you want a phone. Get some poetry in here yourself, 604-822-2487, because we're going to delve into the world of teen angst poetry. Our guest tonight is Sarah Bino. Her teen angst poetry has taken Sarah to the UK, to Seattle, and to the High Performance Rodeo.
Yeehaw!
Where's that?
I don't... Where is that?
It's in Calgary!
Yeah, of course, duh. Rodeo. Yeah.
That was a dream come true. Don't bash that.
I would never bash.
It was amazing.
Calgary. It's a wonderful town.
I can do that because I spent a lot of my time there. No?
No. Are you from Calgary? No.
Most of school was there.
Okay. I'm from the theater world. I'm from everywhere. Yes. I'm a worldly person.
I am a gypsy. It's dead to me, but I spent a lot of time there.
When I play someone from Vancouver, I'm from Vancouver. When I play someone from Spain, I'm from Spain. I'm a world person. I'm theater. Theater.
He speaks my truth.
Oh, I love it. I feel alive.
Calgary.
Or you could write his biography. You could just be her voice.
Yes.
There we go. They didn't hear that conversation we just had.
Right.
That was during music.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about teen angst poetry. We talked about it at the beginning of the show, mm-hmm. how it sort of came from you finding some old poems, and then it built into something, hey, maybe people would like this. But it really sort of, it took off for you. Were you expecting it to take off the way it did? You got to travel.
Let it go.
You got to travel with it, you know?
Yeah, and, a lot of people ripped me off. it's been a lot of fun. Basically, I'm happy to read these poems. Now I've been reading these poems almost longer than I wrote them, which is very strange to do. I have a solo show that that was what I performed at Bumbershoot in 2008 before I moved away, and performed it a couple times when I was living in London. The show is called, I Can Swear, yes? Mm-hmm. Fuck Off and Die, Tales and Teen Angst Poetry. So it's a very fringy show, and it's just like my stand-up. It's sort of like stand-up comedy, poetry, and tales. I guess it took off. I did a bunch of shows.
You had it here, and you had a girl who took it over for you here as well. Mm-hmm. And then it sort of stopped for a while, but you're thinking of starting it back up here in Vancouver?
Yep. It's been on hiatus while got on its feet. And so right now, if anybody has any ideas for venues, I'm looking for a venue for it.
And how can they reach you?
SarahBynoe@gmail.com. That's SarahBynoe.
You can also check out all about Sarah, including some of the writings and examples of some of that at SarahBynoe.com.
Exactly.
So why don't we hear some teen angst poetry. I have mm-hmm. some, wasn't necessarily from my teens, but from my teen poetry kind of years. So it's about the same.
From your coming of age.
My coming of age.
Absolutely.
Times.
Okay, well, I would like to share, this is one of my favorite poems, and it's normally how I like to start the night, because I think it's got some audience participation, so play along at home. There is a lot of obvious rhyming in this poem, so I will actually, I'll use
mine
you guys
in the room. Rhyming too.
Yeah! Rhyming
is all about rhyming.
I think
a lot of people are thinking in song form when they write poetry at an early age.
That's exactly it.
And so you think like, okay, I gotta rhyme this word with the end of this word, or it's rhyme and then the next word and then a rhyme for that second.
And plus I was reading a lot of Shakespeare back then. So trying to do rhyming couplets end everything.
I never was a big Shakespeare guy. Take it away.
So this poem I wrote when I was about 11, so way before I had any teen angst, but I felt that I had the soul of a poet. And this is about what I wanted my ideal boyfriend to be, but then I let rhyming take over. So it's called He. He can stand out in the crowd. He really makes me proud. But he's above me on a
cloud.
Gold star. He told me what he... vowed.
Ooh.
It's tough. He told a lie. When he was high, he watched the angels pass him
by,
yes. Looked at them with a
sigh.
For they moved and he stayed, tied to die and die and die. He took my heart apart. I'm in pain. That's his game. What a
shame.
tied to die and die and die and die and die and die. I found him dead in my
bed.
Yes. Put a bullet in his
head
with the note that...
Red?
No, it should be red. It really, like, grammatically wrote. It should be, but that wrote, that was written up, like, 11-year-old Sarah Bynum wrote with a note that said, now it's time to die and 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 die.
Woo!
Thank you.
Sarah Bynum with some teen angst poetry. My selection coming up right after we pay some bills here on Camera Radio. Sound up.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during Reading Week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Back here live in studio. This is Cap Radio with Teddy Smooth. Just before that UBC Trek program commercial, we heard Sarah Bynum with her teen angst poetry. Some nice rhyming in there.
I stopped laughing. She just read one right before we got back here. And I'm thinking about
it. Mm-hmm. Now, as I've said throughout the show, my teen angst years happened not really in my teens. They happened more in my
early 20s.
Oh. Mm. During my teen years, I was mostly sort of into sports. It wasn't later until I started traveling and becoming a bit more worldly that I have more of an angsty teenness to me.
Was this like Japan-esque kind of...
This was after Japan, actually. After acting school.
Yeah.
Because acting school really opened me up.
Because you found love, right?
I found love
after acting school.
But then we didn't see each other for like 10 years.
I found love after acting school.
And then we got back together.
Oh. Yes, found love after acting school.
What about you found me in acting school?
So this one was actually from, I think I was about 24. I was dating a girl who, she had actually, a while before, one of her boyfriends who she had loved had gotten killed. Murdered.
Oh, dear.
Ouch. And I was sort of the first boyfriend, so I probably shouldn't have fallen for her, because obviously that probably wasn't going to end well for me, which it didn't. But I did anyways, and she ended up cheating on me and doing a bunch of other bad things. So this was what I wrote about that relationship.
Oh, perfect.
Can I have a little light strumming?
I apologize, yes. Move the capo down for this.
Just something really soft, and it's a bit darker. There are some, you know.
Darker than die and
I wanted her to die at points.
I'm going to keep it minors then.
Okay. Whenever you're ready. Oh, that is a good radio.
Sorry, other listeners.
Like a winged dove, I set you free. This sucks. It sucks. There were better possibilities. I had once thought to stand and ask you to be mine, but somewhere along the line, that didn't seem fine. Laughter and joy turned to sorrow and tears, and overnight, our relationship aged 1,000 years. I wonder out loud, why this? Why us? Was it meant to be, or animal lust? We came at different times. I wanted to love you more than most, but all the love you had to give belonged to a ghost. I wish this were more like a movie than I'd know all the right lines, but I realize this is real life, and I must move with the changing times. I remember our first kiss, and my heart begins to flutter, but then you talked of other guys, and my heart began to shudder. Lost promises and broken dreams, this is what the end really means. No trips, no laughter, no talk of hope. It's hard to swallow laced with soap.
What? Wait, what?
What to say? What to think? What does it mean? Is it really worth a nightmare just so we can dream? One last thing before I go, a whisper and a kiss. I'll tell you one more thing. It's you that I'll miss.
Aww.
That was my my 20s teen angst poetry right there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that it mixed early 20s angst and teen angst so perfectly. Mm-hmm. Laced with soap.
Yes. Yes. It's hard to swallow laced with soap. You don't want to swallow it.
No. It'll just be
my favorite
bitter,
line,
but it's just awkward.
Even back then, I think I named it this because I loved the line so much. Lost promises and broken dreams, that is what the end really means. That so is deep.
How does it feel now that you've shared that with the world?
It feels okay. I mean, I share a bit of my... No, I'm not embarrassed.
You should be.
You're supposed to be supportive, Sarah.
Really?
It's a comedy night. It's not cathartic.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, it's, you know, maybe if at the time I'd let it go, but by now this has been, like, when was that? That was...
You said you were 24, so,
something like
yeah.
It was like 2005 or something like that. No, I'm a bit older than that.
A little bit? Aw, you don't look a day over 24.
So that was quite a long... So, you know, that whole relationship, there was a whole bunch of other stuff that went along with it, and that was such a troubled time for me anyways. I was in some deep, dark holes during those times. I sat around and wrote a lot of bad stuff, which is right here. But I don't let other people read the other stuff. But I don't mind sharing a few poems, you know? Sharing my heart.
What's the other stuff? Now we all want to know.
Just other stuff.
Psychotic letters.
I wrote a love song called Schizophrenic.
Really?
About a girl.
Schizophrenic?
Oh.
So, E-Rock, were you able to remember maybe one of your songs from back in the day?
You know,
no.
You just can't be bothered.
I can't think of any that are bad.
Oh, because they were all so good.
They're all good.
No,
of course.
I feel so shitty. I'm going to come in next week and have one.
Yeah, we'll do some teen angst
singing
next week.
You can come out to whenever I find a venue and perform them then.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll be on the lookout for that venue.
Yes, if you're out there and you know of some venue where Teen Angst Poetry can go on, contact
what
Sarah Bino at sarahbono@gmail.com.
Bono?
Oh, Bono?
Bono.
Bino.
What is the best kind of venue that you would be looking for? What type?
Well, we did the railway, and the railway was really fun, but the problem is, because the railway is great for bands, they made us go on early. You know, like 6:30, 7.
Which in Vancouver is like a death sentence.
Yeah, it never happens. I mean, we got, you know, good audiences out. Nothing like a say, whoa, audience. And I just don't want to do all my shows at the Cottage Bistro. I love it. It's great. I mean, they're primarily a jazz venue.
Right.
And they do have the storytelling series The Flame is going on there. Yeah, so I'm just trying to spread the love around the city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A nice, intimate cabaret space. Somewhere where there's booze. And people keep wanting it to not be a license plate or license plate like the railway was, because you could only be 18 or 19 and over to
right.
get in there. Apparently teenagers want to come and have fun, but they're not allowed to read.
To the teen angst?
They're not. You have to be
No,
past
you got to
your...
be past your teen angst. You got to have that perspective. Otherwise, it just makes everyone feel kind of awkward. It's a comedy night.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
But it's neat for them, you know, because they're going through that right now.
Absolutely. And I mean, like I said, like I came up with the idea when I was 19 and I was making fun of stuff when I was 10. So I get it. Like you can get that perspective real quick.
Cool.
Good times.
I like it.
We are here with Sarah Bino. Her show is tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro. Show is at 8:00. So get there early because, as she just mentioned, it has been quite busy for the last two. It's a whole slew of performers, including burlesque dancer Jenny Magenta, like I said, myself, Teddy Smooth, Daniel Ryan Spalding, Gary Jones, Pia Guerra, Eric Fell, Diana Francis, all sorts of people from around town who have come together to read crappy published writing. That is tomorrow night. Say what? Readings of Deliciously Rotten Writing. Sarah Bino, thank you so much for coming in to play with us here at Cab Radio tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. Can I do one more shout out of one more fun event that I'm doing?
You can, certainly.
This one's for ladies only at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. I know, I'm sorry. Starting September 9th, and this is also on my website, I run a women's only quote unquote fitness class called Dance Dance Party Party. The rules are there are no rules. You just come and pretend like you're 12 years old and dance to guilty pleasures. It's awesome fun times, and it's nice. Only $7 drop-in.
That's great. Yep. I like that idea.
I know, because you don't want to go to a club and get creeped on and pay cover charge and wear awkward heels. You just want to dance and let loose. So that's what it's all about.
$7.
$7.
Isn't that cover charge?
Yeah, but no, but like you go and pay like $10 cover charge and then you gotta buy a drink and yeah, so there's a drop-in rate.
Well, if you're good, you could get people to buy you drinks.
In Alberta, you can. You can't get people to buy you drinks in Vancouver.
No.
Well, I can. Okay. But most people can't. That's my plug. Thank you. Dance, dance, party, party.
You can find all that information and more, including the Dance Syndrome songs. There's videos. There's a YouTube video of her big moment on U.S. television. You can find all of that at sarahbyno.com. That's Sarah, SarahByno.com. SarahByno.com. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
We'll be back with closing moments here on Cab Radio right after this.
We're at 12:30?
What's that? No.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed-up eyes and screw-down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well-hung in snow-white tan. Time jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego.
Stardust here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for joining us this week. Next week, you pick the playlist?
You pick
the playlist.
Is that your buddy from Victoria?
That's the 17th next
yes.
week?
Yes.
That it is.
Yes, it is.
Mr.
You
Mike
picked the
Mason.
Playlist. And then in 3 weeks' time, we're going to be doing our very first Cabarodeo. We talked
yeah!
about it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, last week as well. We're going to be doing our very first Cabarodeo. That's going to be on the 31st of August. We're looking to book some country band and some other. Me and E-Rock might sing our hit song, "I Had Sex with Jesus Last Night." So be sure to tune in to that, because that is going to be a lot of fun. And then also in September, we're going to be doing our back-to-school special. We did one last year, giving away prizes, all sorts of fun stuff. So make sure you stick around to Cab Radio in the upcoming weeks, every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, or almost Tuesday. Sometimes we take a Tuesday off, but usually we're here. Mm-hmm. You can also check out our podcast, CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C. You can also find us in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. Make sure you come out tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro. I will be reading some writing from the 1936 booklet, The Art of Kissing, as part of the Say What show. Readings of deliciously rotten writing put on by Sarah Bino, our guest tonight. So go to that tomorrow night at the Cottage Bistro, Main and 29th. Also, upcoming after our show. After our show, it's Cab Radio Presents Cab Radio After Dark. This week, our selection is La India Canela, Merengue Típico from the Dominica Republic. So I think it's going to be a good one. I only listened to about 30 seconds of it, but it sounds super awesome.
Got all three of us dancing right away.
It is true. You guys were dancing right away, so that's a good sign. Beep, bop, boop, boop, boop. Check out Sarah Bino, sarahbino.com. We'll see you next week as we present another You Pick the Playlist, where one of you, our listeners, comes to the studio and picks all the music for the night. E-Rock, any final thoughts?
Not one.
Not one, huh?
Not one.
All right. Whammy! See you next week. We have more prizes to give away next week, too. So that's it for us. See you later.
Okay, the show's plane's in the air. The landing gear's up. This is Tim Booty Wilson and the Booty Callers. They call it Booty Man. Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Shaking that booty. I saw the booty. I want the booty. Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty. Give up the booty. Loving the booty. Round booty. Down for the booty. I want the booty. Hunting the booty. Chasing the booty. Casing the booty. Getting the booty. Beautiful booty. Smoking booty. Talk to the booty. More booty. Fine booty. All about the booty, big old booty, serious booty, amazing booty. I take the booty, where's the booty, stare at the booty, walking the booty, touching the booty, who's got the booty, grabbing the booty, rubbing the booty, loving the booty, hugging the booty, kissing the booty, holding the booty, watching the booty, kicking the booty. Sleeping booty, screaming booty, harder booty, softer booty, sweeter booty, sour booty, new booty, used booty, whose booty, sister's booty, your mama's booty, cooking booty, mean booty, good luck with the booty, foreign booty, home booty, road booty, found booty, covered booty, bare booty, sweated booty, part of that booty, bad booty, sadder booty, wide booty, wider booty. Double wide booty. Live for the booty, yell at the booty, suing the booty, scared of the booty, expensive booty, cheap booty, discount booty, rented booty, leased booty, selling the booty, working booty, easy booty, sleazy booty, greasy booty. Need a lot more booty, wet booty, dry booty. I hope that one's my booty, pretty booty, pity booty. Little bitty booty, beautiful booty, caressing the booty, dissing the booty, missing the booty, messing with the booty. Oh.
Oh, what a wonderful booty. Powerful booty. Finding the booty. Give me the booty. Wake up booty. Breakfast booty. Lunch booty. Supper booty. Dinner booty. Expensive booty. Cheap booty. Buffet booty. Hot booty. Cold booty. Takeout booty. Delivery booty. All booty. Booty, 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 booty.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.